This week, we mark 100 years since the 1914 Christmas Truce, the time the guns fell silent in World War I, the war to end all wars. Incredibly, English and German soldiers emerged from their trenches singing carols, and in a gesture of truce, played football in no man's land. There was, for a brief moment, a point in space and time when peace and joy burst forth amid the horror of warfare. In Australia, 2014 has not brought us the turmoil of a world war, but we still saw many signs of our broken world, with the strains of discord, hatred and fear. We experienced the pain of loss and the frailty of life, especially young life, which hit us hard. Even in the cradle of Christianity, we heard of persecution, destruction, and the seeming triumph of evil. At times like this, we rush to prayer, and we expect God will be listening. Our turning to God in prayer is only possible because of God's own Christmas truce. The Bible says the angels sang, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those on whom his favour rests." God declares his peace upon humanity by giving us Jesus, the Prince of Peace. He walked this earth and knows the frailty of our human life. He died and rose to reconcile us to God. We can be confident to call on God, knowing that he hears us, he understands us, and he loves us. Now that is something to celebrate. Happy Christmas to you all.